Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life, based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings, the TikTok that life is. Yeah, why it is a TikTok, according to the time, you know, TikTok, TikTok, or tick, 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 tick. But there's really one thing that life reality is, and that's you talk to ticket. You talk to make it work. You must, you know, add something to bring out something. There's action before gain. Now, here's the thing. Please, the entire world, please, let's gather here. Please, when you hear this podcast, you understand, please help me share and add your thinking. You see, some people cannot be wiser than all of us, and all of us are actually wise. You know why? Government, presidents, and all these important people are only in some places, but people are everywhere. And I have done a podcast on my memoirs, some of them versus all of us. And you are saying now that it's actually some of them versus all of us. And to the glory of God, you understand, I'm even celebrating because I know that Ramadan is approaching. I know the situation in Rafah, and I know they are hungry. And you know what God makes me cry? They will still fast and praise God in Rafah. They will not give up, and that's why I'm not giving up. It is their strength that I ask that you just, you know, take from. World Food Program. What does that shit mean? You see, we have to, as intellectuals, keep thinking outside that box. We've lived the life, we know their patterns. You understand? So anytime we see anything that is affecting us, we have to start reasoning how we are going to solve it. Leave government and everybody. We are all very, you see, you have a minister in a position, but good or bad, whether he's the person for that position is not the issue. You're not competing. But if you have, based on, you know, that sector, your IQ is to a level that you can actually dissipate something or add value, please, don't just keep quiet. Speak out. Do something. And that's why I'm doing this. Now, it is not a claim of impropriety, but let's seek the truth from the information, because it's like a calamity to me. You see, I had, when the World Bank, first of all, whenever they show on Nigeria matters, my senses are always woke because I know they are evil. The US is the evil of the world. There's no gainsaying about it. And the Zionists are behind it. You can see that even the American people don't even have any relevance when their president is talking. He's talking about their war in Rafah. I mean, and America, the Supreme Court, so the Congress has not declared a war anywhere. So the American governors right now, the billing administration is an illegality. Forget all those other reps. When you collect money from someone to do something, you've taken a bribe. I don't know why they're not following from the legal point. You simply just take him to court and let's see. Then the court instructs the security agencies to arrest the idiots. You cannot collect money for a bribe from someone and not saying what the person says now. And you're saying, you're just a human being. But it's not that. You see, when the World Bank said that Nigeria was going to experience famine, you understand, this year, based on terrorism and banditry. And I was like, what nonsense is this now? Time will never come. How you dey take Siam? You are not in Nigeria, you are not everywhere, but you sell weapons. So you have a mission. Now, it now shocks me. When I now go to the World Food Program, I now see that the World Food Program is saying now that there will be famine in June, August in Nigeria. Huh? So what the World Bank is saying, the World Food Program is, and we, the inhabitants of the place, we have no importance. Our government is not important. That is to let you know that they are in it together. Shebi, we have found out those worrying our dollars, Abi. Oh yeah, let's find those behind the food. You see, when World Food Program is planning for hunger, May, June, August, you understand, and we are already ending to March now. So that means they go down, they store the matter down because 26 point something million people are those that have projected. That is more than a lot of countries. So where's other food? What I'm asking right now is that we do in Nigeria, and at the same time, we do in all other African locations. In fact, every other location in the world that we have this World Food Program. Because I'm not like, You say it's a UN thing. You have the right to just enter a country based on some nonsense tax that has nothing to do with reality, and you buy up food. I read it because when I started becoming suspicious was, I read it that the food was too expensive to buy. Ha! So you, they follow us. What food program? They follow us, buy food. Okay, while I'm not there, please, Nigerians, help me share. Everybody in the world, help me share. I'm calling Nigeria because we have that right now. And I know that in January, dirty December was very sweet. January, all of a sudden, we're just having different kinds of problems. And since, you know, all these Palestinian guards, all these angels, all the Avengers of Palestinians, don't jam me see. You understand? Don't jam me see the matter. I say, oh, well, these people are evil. No. So because I didn't follow the Palestinian matter, now, you understand? I can't say, I woke die. That's why they see me. I tell them, I see them and follow me, join this thing. See, and I dare be champions. So who tease? I be their protectors. Better David. Let be all this for me, Nigerians, they form. So as I was saying, let's just hear this information I give. As you all hear, I mean, we'll just check them. We have computer experts. We have analytical experts. There are too many experts in the field of Africans for some legberes to come out. They think that they carry us one kind. I beg you, please, for those of you that know where the data is, whether you work there any, please, let's see how much they have spent. Let's see the progression of their spending. Then, while we are doing that, please, Nigerian police, Nigerian customs, see, just go to the market where they normally shop. The truck drivers know where they carry it to. You don't need to ask them anything, no. Just because now when they speak the language, now then they borrow, you understand? So because I know that market in Kano, when I was reading it, their chairman said something like about average of 20 billion daily. That is some mad business. 20 billion naira daily. In that Dawadu, Dawada. I know the market now. I went to Kasina, Dambata after that roundabout. I work for Kano now. I call that place. Okay, well, I'm not there. But now, let us start to, you know, follow. Let's find out all their spending, the spending they've done in Nigeria this year, and how the food has worked out. Let's see whether it is in their warehouses or they have given, because 26.5 million people projected to be in famine. Famine time, we never reach the time. We never reach the time. So, because these bastards will tell you they are preparing for us more than us. And I always wonder, because some of these Americans, there are some fantastic Americans, you know, going about just helping people, doing as much good as they are, and as they can. And whenever I see them, Nigerians too are doing it, and Ghanaians, Africans, let's do it. Look, we are not going to check out with this money, man. Do something fun with what you got, you know, and leave a legacy on camera roll, if you like. When you look, it will give you happiness years from now. That I remember when I used to do this. Just for humanity. You understand? And let's still do this for humanity. Whatever your set skill is, whether it's digitization, whether it's analytics, whether it's Greek, let all of us bring these things to the fore. And you see, we have to uproot this evil from our lives. And I'm suspecting this World Food Program. Let us go through their spending and really take stock of what they are doing in our individual countries. Because if someone can say 26.5 million people are going to go hungry, oh yeah, were you there when they were knocking to board these people? Which data do they even use? Which data do they use? Which data does the World Bank and all these nonsense people, which data do they use? Have we given them our data? President Bola Ahmed Tinubu Ashiwaju, I have begged you consistently. I have done my best, you understand, to let you know that the people you are backing up against are the enemies of this of Africa. They are the enemies of humanity. There is no gainsaying. There is no pretense. Now, this I say is just based on suspicion. But please, the world, not just Nigeria or Africa, because they are everywhere. And you see, that's why we are having problems everywhere. They know nothing, but they do as if they know. They lie, they lie endlessly. And if someone is a liar, oh man, when should you start to take anything the person says as true? Because like I said, it's not just me saying it. Everybody was thinking it, you understand? But oh man, this digital matter, I have seen our Coinbase, they just open, you know how much it don't move. But while I'm not there, the money they finish, now Nigeria will be, now Africa will be this, now they mad. Money, they win our money, win our wealth. You understand that kind of thing? Because we get minerals from inside ground. You understand? I leave go. People must still do things now. So, win our normal wealth. You understand? You can imagine who no get gas. not get a refinery. Because they advise. My daddy, I beg, chase all these people. Nigeria, I'm going to chase these people now. Chase all of them, come out. But I know saying that where they go, but I never believe me. I be, okay, more run this World Food Program too now. More now we get sense past me. Now we be the Yahoo, they try Yahoo. More now on earth, they are Yahoo now. I be on a reason, a bad thing. Because, how we go just do 30 December? No, groove unlimited. We just come enter January. They jealous. I just read news. Now from news now, confidently, they always cast, they always confess. I just see World Bank. 104 million Nigerians are poor. I call you Olori Buruku. You don't drop extreme from Buhari time. Where Buhari did an extremely poor, did they say? Now they're poverty. Idiot. As God we have it, they just declare recession. In fact, that UK has not did recession since. They just start. Because, my daddy, please, this power thing, at least do that one chaos now. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I don't even know what it will be true, what it will be the lie now. Because we're not there to hear that they talk. And all these people, because I know they understand why they do the finance minister. What is he doing there? How can a finance minister, almost a year after coming into office, he said now that they were increasing, Nigeria was experiencing a food price increase from the last administration. She you don't write anything during Buhari's time. I don't understand. Before you people say these things out, is it that you don't know that Nigerians are very intelligent and very sharp, and they get reply from out? Their head they hot, brain they touch. So please, you must be at your optimum performance to even put mouth inside anything in Nigeria, because it will go fire and why. They have told you, Oh Lord Gino, O to love far. You guys wake up, mother did you too, because now you put them down. Now you promise us, say we'll get, better team. Can't they find the team now? Okay, more than me share more reason because I didn't suspect them. But no, just only listen, please help me share now. My hustle may for better for all of us. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you very much.